high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We're here at the Wayne Street Market pregame show before the start of the Fort Recovery varsity against the St. Henry Redskins. I think St. Henry comes in safe. Third tie in division. Division four. Tied for third.
In division four.
What it says here.
What's their record?
They're at a 14-3.
Wow.
They need to have a tough one tonight. As they take on the St. Henry Redskins, we're actually going to take a quick break and we'll be back after this doing the Wayne Street Market pregame show on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York strip steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus ribeye steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus beef steaks, New York strip or ribeye at the Wayne Street Market now through February 14th.
At Full Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solution. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapist at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Alongside me, Chase Brund. And Chase, I'm really interested to see how Coach Bayshore attacks the St. Henry team tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know much about St. Henry. I haven't watched much this year, but I mean, they look pretty tall, but so are we. I mean, it just depends on what kind of night we have. I mean, yep. We're one of those teams that if we play well, we can beat anyone. If we don't play well, we can lose to anyone. And this team's got the talent to do it, so they got the home crowd behind them, and I look for them to come out with some intensity and hopefully knock off this St. Henry squad.
Yep, and when we're coming up tomorrow, the MAC Conference Bowling Tournament at the Community Lanes in Minster. Boys start at 8 a.m. and girls start at 1. Girls will then host Tri-Village at 1 p.m. start for the JV, and boys will host Lima Shawnee tomorrow night at 6 p.m. start. Thank you for our quarter sponsor tonight. First quarter, Rainland Hardware. Second quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Third quarter, Cal Pharmacy. Fourth quarter, Power Mechanical. Thank you for our sponsors and all sponsors here at Fort Recovery Radio. It looks like the St. Henry record, varsity record, is 16-13. And the Ford Cup record is 9-8 with 2-5 in the MAC. And coming up next week, the girls are at Celaya. Girls on Tuesday. Thursday, girls are at New Bremen. And then on Friday, the boys will host New Bremen. So, pretty good crowd here tonight, Chase. I mean, team section's full and our site's pretty full. So the Chicken Dinner had good success. I mean, I thought you said you had it, and it said tastes pretty good. So
pretty good.
You like your food, so. Is that a fat joke?
No.
Any more else? Anything else to cover, Chase? I mean, JV won, close one under Coach Leverett.
Yep.
Coaches for tonight for the Indians. Of course, Mike Bayshore, Scott Lynn, Mr. Hubbard, and Mr. Leverett. And for St. Henry, I don't know who their coaches are. This coach has been here forever, I feel like.
Head coach Eric Rosenbeck, varsity assistant Terry Niekamp. JV coach Mark Long.
Did he just get out of it?
Yeah, he was their freshman coach, but he got out of it, I think.
Just don't say. I don't see him down there on that bed.
He usually is.
Well, anything else? We got about 6 minutes left until
5:45 left for the start. I don't know, buddy.
I guess we can go over starters real fast. Starting for the Indians will be number 2, Petey Jeudy. Number 3, Derek Jeudy. Number 10, Clayton Pearson. Number 12, Clay Schmidt. Number 15, Noah Leonard. Starting for St. Henry.
Starting for St. Henry, a 6'1 senior, Zach Niekamp. Number 2, a 6'3 senior, Jay Knapke. Number 10, 5'11 sophomore, Ben Evers. Number 32, a 6-foot senior, Ethan Seaman. And number 40, a 6'6 senior, Caden Niekamp.
Benny Holman, or Benny Evers, how about that?
Yep.
You know what? I'll explain a little bit why Evers, or Mr. Evers, there. Son playing for the varsity team.
Yep.
The officials for tonight's game, Eric Stickey, Jeff Foss, and Michael Lowell.
And where's this Caden Niekamp going? Like, is he going somewhere to play football? Ball State or something?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, that sounds right.
He's probably pretty good at basketball, too. I mean,
yeah, third rank.
And he's going to have a tough time guarding him inside. We should have the guys do it. I mean, Noah's long. Blaine's a good defender. I mean,
let's just see how physical both of them are against each other and see how much the rest of them give in. I mean, that's really, I mean, if Niekamp gets in trouble early, I mean, we got a decent chance to pull a victory off.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what kind of defense Sanders comes out in. A lot of teams have been boxing, wanting Peyton Jeudy, and this means that guys have to step up. So,
yeah. The girls end up losing last night, Chase, 33-28, maybe?
They lost to Henry. Tough one.
Coach Vaughn's team was successful,
right? I have a terrible memory. I mean, I was there, but you were there, too.
I was there, too. I think they did.
We won. Yeah, because we were down early. And then second, third, and fourth quarter.
Give me how rough we looked.
I know. First quarter, we got bounced at me. It was rough. Going to take care of the ball. It's going to be a long night. Then we turned it around for the second, third, and fourth quarter, and pretty much didn't have any trouble with St. Henry's JV girls.
So we're going to take a little bit of a longer break here for the national anthem. About 3 minutes left here in warm-up. Thank you to Wayne Street Market pregame show. We're going to be entering the team cover tip-off right after this on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Wayne Street Market. Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Wayne-Larry's Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wayne-Larry's Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wayne-Larry's Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The Fort Recovery Indians bowling team will compete in the MAC Conference Tournament this Saturday at Community Lanes in Minster. The boys' tournament will start at 8 a.m. and the girls' tournament will start at 1. Our bowling teams have been scoring very well the last few weeks and are looking forward to ranking at the top of the MAC in the conference tournament. Head over to Minster this Saturday and help cheer on our Indians bowling teams in the MAC conference tournament. Boys start at 8, girls start at 1.
Wayne-Larry's Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee power tools. We have a huge selection of Milwaukee tools and an experienced sales staff that will gladly take the time to answer all your questions. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on an M18 fuel drill or fastening kit. If it's a large piece combo kit you're looking for, take advantage of $150 in savings. Stop by Wayne-Larry's Hardware and see one of our sales professionals for details. We are located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49.
It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires with not enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we're back here on Wayne Street Market pregame show. Going over the starter to the game for the Indians. Number 2, Peyton Judy. Number 3, Garrett Judy. Number 10, Clayton Pearson. Number 12, Clay Smith. And number 15, Noah Leonard. For St. Henry, number 1, Zach Niekamp. Number 2, Jake Anapke. Number 10, Ben Evers. Number 32, Ethan Seaman. And number 40, Caden Niekamp. as I said, thank you to Wayne Street Market for the pregame show. And we're heading the team covered tip off here at the Fort Site Field House as the Indians take on the number 3 ranked San Henry Redskins. Coming up next week, or actually tomorrow, the girls will host Tri-Village at 1 p.m. start, and the boys will host Lima Shawnee. And then next week, Tuesday, girls are at Salinas. Thursday, girls are at New Bremen, and boys will host New Bremen on Friday. Eric Dickey, Jeff Cloth, and Michael Louth will be our referees tonight. Like I said, Chase, I'm kind of interested to see how they do with the big guy underneath, number 40, Niekamp. See if maybe they double-team him at times. Or,
yeah.
I don't know how good a shooter Sandra is, but if we double-team Niekamp inside, we're going to have to do a good job of communicating on the outside and get our rotations down. I know Benny Evers can shoot a little bit. Like I said, I haven't really seen Sandra play, but they always have some good shooters year in and year out. So it'll be a tough one to support every night, but we'll have a chance to be at home.
Yep, not the home crowd behind you.
Now ready for tip-off here. Team cover tip-off, and always the Hall Bros foul line. Mike Bayshore, Scott Lane, Coach Hubs, and Mr. Leverett are your coaches for Fort Recovery. About to start, Fort Recovery varsity record 9-8 and St. Henry 16-3.
Crowd here in Sioux Texas, I'm guessing.
Blackout,
I'd say.
And a few colors in between.
Yeah.
As always.
Got this few stragglers.
Yep. Noah Lawrence will jump for Fort Recovery and Dan Henry. Nope, it'll be Fort Recovery ball to start off. So Derek Jeter had the ball. He'll give it on over to Clay Smith on the top of the key, all the way around, and Clayton Pierce in the corner. Clayton back up top to Petey Judy. Petey will in drive. Pull about 10
nice.
Foot up and good. 3-point basket. Petey Judy.
Benny Evers will bring it up for the Redskins. He'll swing it on over to Seaman on the left wing. He'll give it up top to Knappy. Back to Seaman. Innings in the 2-3 zone. Over to Knappy, now over to Evers. Evers swings it to the corner, Niekamp. Now he gets it into Caden Niekamp. On the low block, he'll turn over his right shoulder, and good.
Good post move there.
Yeah,
he is smooth.
Gonna be a problem tonight.
Derek Cutie has the ball. He'll get screened by Clay Smith. He'll go on to Noah. Noah trying to force the pass into Clay Smith, and it's stolen away by St. Henry.
They are face guarding Peyton Cutie, so St. Henry will give it up to Knappy. Now back out to Niekamp for the three, and that's good. St. Henry grabs the early 5-2 lead.
So Derek Cutie will bring up for the Indians. 53 left here in the Wrangler Hardware first quarter. And he'll go out of bounds. He'll stay with Fort Recovery. So there, Judy unbounded. Gives in to Noah Lawrence. Noah looking around. Guarded by Niekamp. He'll give it over to Clay Schmidt. Clay will go left with it. Pull about 8-footer up and good.
Nice.
One basket. Clay Schmidt. And I guess he needs a deficit to one.
Five to four, Ben Evers will bring it up. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. He'll give it on over to Seaman. Now up top to Evers. Evers back over to Seaman on the right wing. He'll give it up top to Evers. Evers will shoot the three, and that's long, no good. Rebounded by Clayton Pearson.
So Clayton will bring on up for the innings. He'll give up to Petey Judy for three up and
oh!
And it rolls around and rebound by Niekamp.
I mean, that hit every. I was in and just pops out. Seaman over to Niekamp in the corner. He'll shoot the three, and that's good again. Two in a row for Niekamp. Pretty solid shot there, Chase, when he sets his feet.
Yep. 8-4. Indians trail by 4.
PG will bring on up. He'll hit try.
Yeah. Oh, way overhead.
Oh, he had him wide open on the pick and roll. And errant pass will turn it over to St. Henry.
Knappy will inbound to Evers. And he'll walk it up with 5:52 left in the first quarter. He swings it to Keenum. Now back to Evers at the top. Evers over to Knappy.
on the left wing and gets it inside the kneecap. He's feeling it. He's feeling it again from the elbow, and that's good. That's 8 points from kneecap. All outside of 15 feet, so got to get out on him.
There's Hewlett and Drive. Lose it. Ball on the floor. Sahander comes up with it, and he'll get two. Derek Judy off the steal. Tipped out to Clay Schmidt. He'll think about three. He'll then drive left and be fouled from behind.
Good take there by Smith.
Foul be on number one from Sahander.
Kneecamp.
His first, team's first, and Clay Schmidt will step to the Hall Brothers free throw line to shoot two. Grant Canapke and Regan Martin will check in after this free throw. First one is up and no good.
Oh, now we're going to make a free throw.
So they'll come in for Derek Judy and Clay Pearson. Clay will get second, up and good.
So Ben Evers will push it up for Sahander, leading 10-5. Evers thinks about a three, now passes it off to Tiemann on the left wing. He'll skip it on over to Canapke, now stops to Evers. Back to Canapke, he'll fire from three. That's up and no good. Rebound goes to Sahander, that's Tiemann. The long rebound. He'll swing it over, almost stolen away by Grant Canapke. Evers has it on the right wing, he'll kick it out to kneecap. He's feeling it, he'll shoot it again,
wow.
And that's good. Holy cow. Holy cow.
Kneecamp's feeling it. 11 points. And Petey Judy will bring on up for the Indians. He goes straight by Noah Lawrence. He'll give over to Clay Schmidt. Over to the left wing to Grant Canapke. Canapke will dribble around, pick up his dribble. He'll get him to Noah Lawrence. Noah looking around middle, and he'll go middle.
Four.
Around, all up and no good. Rebounded by Kneecamp.
I like the move, though, by Noah. Being aggressive. Evers drives in, picks up his dribble at 15 feet. He kicks out to Canapke, now up top to Tiemann.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm just looking at the defense right now. 2-3, and this Kneecamp kid's on fire. I mean, we got to have a guy on him.
Be alert, know where he's at.
Yeah. I mean,
ball goes over to Canapke on the left wing. He'll drive baseline, now kicks it out to 44 Berkey, who just kicked in for Caden Kneecamp. Ball goes up top to Kneecamp, now over to Tiemann. Up top to Kneecamp. He thought about that three. I mean, I would check it if I was him. I mean, he's made three in a row. Evers has it up top. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Knappy drives in. We're going to have a foul and one. Count the bucket. The foul's going to go against, who's that against?
Jerry. Petey.
Foul's against Petey Judy. Canapke will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 15-5, slow start for the Indians here.
I can see why this team is ranked third in the state there. I mean, they're all around pretty good players, Chase.
Yeah, but I think we match up pretty well. It's just Kneecamp made freaking 11 points off 3-3, so.
And the ball will go out, and it will go to the Indians. Clay Schmidt went down into Grant Canapke. 3:37 left here in the Wrangler Hardware.
But also
quarter.
5 points isn't going to cut it.
So we got to find two scoring here.
Yeah.
Clayton Pearson will give it over to Clay Schmidt. Back over to Clayton Pearson. And Coach Baser is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Going for recovery, Internet Radio.
Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wengler Ace Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians down 10 in Wrangler Hardware first quarter. 3:23 left. Clayton Pearson will give it in to Grant Canapke. Hand back off the plate and back over to Petey Judy. Petey will get a screen by Blaine Toby. He'll use it. He'll go middle. Put up a shot and he'll be fouled.
Good take.
So he'll go line shooting two. Petey step for the Hall Brothers, foul line, shooting two.
Come on, Petey, we need these.
First one is up and no good.
Gosh, dang.
Petey, a few weeks ago, reached over 1,000 points. Chase, I mean, that's a great accomplishment for him.
Good to see it. Good to see it.
Petey will get second, and it's up and good.
Ball goes in the team, and he gives it back to Lange, who just checked in, guarded by Grant Knappy. He'll hand off to Link. Link over to Lange, and inside to Caden Niekamp, and he puts up and scores, makes it 17-6. St. Henry with the lead.
Clayton Pearson will give up to Clay Schmitz, and he'll be fouled by number 33,
Sam Harding. Checking four new guys, it's kind of hard to counter for all these guys.
So Clayton Pearson will inbound it. And he'll get into Petey Judy. Back over to Clayton. Top two, Grant Knappy, Grant making. And he'll give it over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton will then drive middle, gets out to Clay Schmitz. Clay will drive, pick up his dribble, pull about a five-footer up.
Yeah, and no good. Rebound by Blaine Toby. He'll be fouled from
the camp. So he'll go step the line, shooting two.
Blaine a nice rebound and put it back up on Caden Niekamp. Got him to draw a foul, so he's at the line.
Indians made at least half their free throw attempts with.
Oh, I know.
First one up and good for Blaine Toby. So that's to the 10 for 40 recovery. Subs, we got Derek Judy and Clay.
I think someone went in for the wrong guy.
Derek Judy and Noah Leonard.
Blaine misses his second free throw rebound, Caden Niekamp. The Link has it, he'll bring it up. 2:27 left in the first quarter. And Indians remain in the 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Seaman. Now up to Link. Link gets inside to Harding. He'll turn around and shoot it from the foul line. That's no good. Good rebound there by Noah Leonard.
Noah Leonard will then lose it, and Clayton Pearson will come up with it. Why are we going so fast? We give up to Derek Judy. Derek will then drive.
Hit one.
Up and good.
Hit one. Yeah, hit on the arm. That's a good move there by Derek. Got to keep getting stops. Link over to Seaman on the right wing. Back up to Link. Link inside to Caden Niekamp. Back out to Seaman. He'll shoot the long three, and that's up. No good. And no one boxes out Niekamp. He gets the board. He puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Harding. Blocked by Noah Leonard. What a block. Inside back to Harding. St. Henry gets it. Harding will be trapped. Oh, that's a terrible call. Called a foul. I thought it was a jump ball, but... fouls against Noah Leonard.
And looks like Petey Judy and Clay Schmitz will check in for Clayton Pearson and Noah Leonard.
Henry went down to Niekamp. Couldn't handle that as he was shooting, so that ball sails out of bounds. He'll turn it over to full recovery.
Petey Judy will inbound into Grant Knappy. Knappy will then bring it on up for the Indians. They get handed off to Derek Judy over to Petey Judy. He'll get screened by Blaine. He'll use it, and he'll hand off to Grant Knappy. Grant will go middle, step back, find to get to Blaine. And it'll stay here for recovery.
Grant's got to look at the bucket, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a couple 20-point games last year. He's just not shooting enough this year, I don't think. We're going to need him if we want to make it around the tournament.
Derek Judy will inbound it. He'll get into Grant Knappy. Grant will then drive, lose it. Blaine Toby comes up with it. He'll pull about a 10-footer up.
Oh,
way long. And St. Henry.
St. Henry comes away with it. Evers pushes up to Seaman on the right wing. Seaman back up to Evers. Now over to Knappy. Knappy back to Evers. He'll back it out with a minute to go. 17-9. Indians trail by 8. Evers will swing it to Knappy, swings it out to Caden Niekamp. He shoots the three, that's up, no good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz.
Clay Schmitz will then get up Derek Judy. Derek will go middle. Dish off to Blaine Toby. Blaine's not ready for it.
Ball.
And ball's on the floor. Timeout.
Timeout. St. Henry gets it. Then he'll turn it over. Ben Evers has the ball at the top of the key, stolen away by Petey Judy. He'll take it all the way down the other end, puts it up, and one, out the basket. And that's what we needed right there, a stealing bucket by Peyton Judy. Great play by him. Makes it 17-11 with a chance to make it 17-12 with this free throw.
Noah comes in for Blaine Toby.
and Regan Martin will check in for Petey Judy after this free throw. Petey Judy will put it up and it is good.
What was Neil talking about? I think they're bringing out Les Johnson after his first quarter to shoot a three-pointer, and they got big.
Start launching him, and then once he makes it,
they got
to give him a trophy for 1,000th three-pointer.
How about that?
That's awesome. Ball goes inside to Zach Niekamp. His jumper is no good. Finally, he misses the shot.
And Regan Martin will give up to Grant Konapke. I'm not sure if he does. He know.
I mean,
what?
Pull him out of the crowd. Start launching.
Oh, I doubt he knows. No.
Regan Martin will give over to Noah Leonard. Noah back up top to Regan. Regan one drive. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Grant Konapke for three. Wait. Let's go. Oh.
Oh.
Noah's putback attempt was no good. So that'll do it for one quarter. The Indians trail the Redskins 17-12. We're going to stay here for this. Thing for Les Johnson here. That's a big trophy. Holy cow. Where's he at?
He's in the second row.
He has no clue.
Les
Johnson, here it goes.
Oh, he's got to take off his watch.
Yeah, he wasn't ready.
He was not ready. He had no clue.
Will fire up at the first short. Your fire up is second.
Second one. Oh, he's getting closer. He's got this one. He's got this one.
I'm done on it. Fire up his third short.
Oh, come on, Les. Get your legs into it. Get your legs into it, Les.
Les will fire up his fourth. Well, it's too long.
Oh, my goodness.
Les will fire up his fifth. Up.
Oh, I thought that was it. Come on, Les.
Oh,
he's right there, I'm telling you.
There it is.
There it is!
He's on. Raise it, baby.
Oh, yeah, Les. That's
awesome. That is awesome. How about that?
I mean, when he makes them, they barely even hit the net. That's how pure it is.
Good, good little quarter show.
Henry has the ball. It'll be kicked out of bounds off the Indians.
Yep, and
the Indians, or Redskins will get it back.
Good
thing. Nasty inbound.
Nice thing for the school to do for Les. I mean, he's always out here shooting threes, Chase.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's always looking for a ball. He ain't giving that up. He shoots every time. Heeman drives in, kicks out to Niekamp. He's been hot, but he misses the three this time. Run of a foul underneath, going for the rebound. That's on Peyton Niekamp.
That'd be a second. That's big. And they'll sub him out. Just like I said at the beginning, Jason, we're getting him in foul trouble. He's going to be taking a seat.
Yep. Got to keep attacking him, too. I mean,
yeah.
Make him get his third and fourth fouls, too. He'll take a seat for the moment. He and him all.
Derek Judy will give it in to Clay Schmitz. Clay will then drive. They sign up and go. 2-point basket. Clay Schmitz, that cuts it. 2-3 for the Indians.
Stop. Here we go. Evers brings it up. First to Henry. Swings it to Seaman on the right wing. He looks inside, finds Niekamp at the high post, and he gets it down.
What a block by Clay Schmitz. Showing some athleticism.
Indians come away with it. I mean, I thought it was going to be a wide open layup, but Clay Schmitz came from behind and swatted him.
There's Judy on the drive, and there'll be a foul underneath. Number 40. 44, maybe? And then we are in 1-1.
I love it. Noah's talking trash. And he got in that guy's head, and he flopped. And he had the biggest smile on his face because he knew he flopped. So I was watching it the whole time.
Let's go. Turn around. Come on.
one more opportunity for...
Come on, Noah.
Noah. Put it up and bounce around. Golly. Two times. No good. Rebound by Clay Smith. Put up and he'll be fouled. Now we have another foul, 44. Or no, foul be on number two. Nappy.
And Sanders got 8 fouls already. 7 minutes to go in the half. I mean, we got to be aggressive.
So Clay will
still Clay's having a good game.
First one up, no good.
Got to make a free throw, guys. Come on.
And I truly wonder how many programs Les Johnson buys these keep and score. I wonder how many scores he's got combined.
Where did he put all them?
I have no clue.
Did he come away or you think he beat them?
I have no clue.
He keeps okay, every keep girls boys game. Every game he goes to. I can't imagine.
He's probably got his whole room filled up
with scorebooks. Henry has it underneath to get us a kneecap. He's under the basket, kicks it out to Tina on the right wing. Tina drive baseline, kicks out to Ben Evers, who shoots the three from the right wing. That's no good. Rebound, Petey Judy.
He'll give it over to Derek Judy. Derek will push quick for the Indians. Neal's been losing.
And that's Tiedemann who comes away with it. He'll drive all the way down the coast. The other side.
Oh, it's a play.
Put back no good for Henry, but... 44 gets 30. And we'll get fouled by Noah Leonard. Noah's got to come now a little bit.
There you go.
Noah sent Matt Berkey to the line to shoot 2 shots. Indians, again, just got to get rebounds there. Yep. That was a third chance opportunity for St. Henry.
Guys got to get back.
Yeah, we got to hustle back because, I mean, we think they're just going to make a layup, but we got to get back for things like that when that happens. And
it cost us there.
So Berkey's free throw is good. 18-15. He'll have one more. 6:33 left in the first half.
So fire for second up and good. So 19-15. He means down 4. PDGD has the ball. He'll bring on up. Pick up his dribble in the backcourt. He'll give up to Clay Schmitz. Smith will drive this out to Grant Kanapke. Ball up top to Clay all the way around to Derek Judy. Derek Judy. Give over to Grant Kanapke. And then Noah Leonard. Noah will go all the way around. A good
nice
base.
Oh boy, Noah. That's a great move right there by Noah. I mean, I've expected all year out of him.
And a really good start here for, I mean, this first half. I mean, Noah's been really effective on both the offense and defensive end.
He's actually got pretty good post moves.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of him, but he's shown it here the last couple of games.
Hey,
we'll take it anyway we can get it. I mean, the three-point play for Noah Leonard cuts the deficit to 1. 19-18, Tanner leads.
Here in the Fort Recovery Insurance, second quarter.
Ball goes out to Tiedemann, now up top the link. He'll shoot the long 3. That's off the back, no good. And we're going to have a foul on Peyton Judy.
Now be a second. So let's see what Coach Mayshore does.
And you got to take him out.
Yep, and he'll take him out. Clayton Pearson to check in for him. Not a good foul there by Petey.
Nope, I didn't see it, but we have to lob on the inbound play to kneecap. He'll tip it back to the inbounder.
Oh, wow.
Noah put on a show.
And Derek G will give over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton will drive baseline, try to get to Noah. He does. Noah looking around. He's trapped and put a shot up, blocked away.
Good effort. Ball goes to St. Henry. Tiedemann. He gives it over to Link. Back to Tiedemann on the left wing. And then fires over to number 4, Lange. That 3 is that thing good.
So
that's probably a shot we'll give up. I mean, we're playing zone. That's what we're going to make them shoot. And hopefully they start missing a few here.
That makes the Indians deficit to 4 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And he's thrown away from no alert.
Lange comes away with it. He drives middle, not picked up his dribble.
Get Grant.
Sitting out of bounds off of Grant Matthew.
Jump up there and smack it back into play.
Yeah. Tiedemann inbound from the side for Santa. He gets it into Link. Just under 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Link will swing it over to Tiedemann. Tiedemann back up top of Link. Link at the top of the key will swing it to Lange. Lange will shoot the three from the left wing, and that's off the back. No good.
Rebound by Grant Kanapke. He'll bring up quick. 4:44 left here in the four. Recovery Insurance second quarter. Boots up a layup. Up no good. Rebounding will be off St. Henry. And it'll stay with the Indians. PG going to check back in.
Wow, that wasn't last ball.
Or Clay Pearson.
I would say this is probably the most important. Can't have him run away here in the second half going to half. The second quarter going in the half. And Derek G will pop a shot. No good.
Rebound by Sanders.
Rebounded by Kanapke. He gives it up to Link. Link pushes ahead to Lange. Lange on the left wing will drive middle. Ball's loose. Kneecamp comes away with it. He'll be tripped up, and they're going to call a foul on Blaine Toby, I believe. That'll be Fort Recovery's 15th foul, so Sanders will take it out underneath. Anyway, Kanapke inbounding. He gets it up top the Link. And he's still in the 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Lange. Now looks inside of Kneecamp. Kneecamp finds Kanapke on the cut. Good offense there. Nice, easy layup for Kanapke.
Not much more Blaine Toby could do there. I mean, just
out. Really good offense, yeah.
Outsized, and he finds it a wide open cut.
Clay Smith will be fouled. He 1-1.
Yeah, that's two shots. That's a double bonus.
Yeah. 15,000, about what, 11 minutes of play?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I'd take KD out here for this defensive possession. I mean, too important to get a third foul.
Yeah, most likely Clayton Pearson will come in for him. And Clayton Pearson.
I feel like we just ran on like two guys.
And no one came out. Derek Judy came out in the backcourt, and PG comes out for Regan Martin.
So it is taken.
Yep. Clay's two free throws are good, so it cuts the lead to 4 for St. Henry.
And Link has it for the Redskins with 4 minutes left in the first half. Guarded by Regan Martin. Link will swing it to Lange. Lange all the way over to Kanapke. Now back up top to Link. Link will attack the 2-3 zone all the way to the cup, and that's good.
Wow.
You got to stop the drive there, boys. That was too easy.
And Clayton Pearson will then throw it away.
Link comes away with it for St. Henry. 26-20, Indians trail. Ball goes over to Lange in the corner. He shoots a three. No good. Rebounded on the backside by Kanapke, and that's up and good. Got to do a better job boxing out off that 2-3 zone. So, Coach Mason wants a timeout. We're going to take one with him and be back right after this.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. It means down 8 here in the Recovery Insurance second quarter.
I think it's a PD.
Grant Kanapke will get it into Clay Schmidt. Clay will make a move, put up a shot up. No good. Rebound by
nice.
Grant Kanapke. Put it up.
No foul.
And he'll find Noah Leonard. He'll get the board. Puts up a hook shot. No good. And it was St. Henry will come down with it.
I thought for sure there was contact
there, but a good rebound. He's got to finish. Evers over to Kanapke. Back up top to Evers. Now he swings at the team, and Thiemann shoots long three from left wing, and that's good. That's a big shot. Makes it 31-20. Indians need some baskets here. That's a foul every time. Come on.
Need two shots for Derek Giddy, and we're going to have to make free throws. I mean,
yep.
Just down the stretch here in the first half.
Up the line, shooting two. First one up and good.
And Clayton Pearson and Blaine Toby coming in for Petey, Judy, and Clay Schmidt.
I'd say Coach Bracer's doing a really good job in trusting Petey with two fouls, but he's got to keep him in to get chances.
At this point, you got to keep him in.
Yep.
And you're pulling for the defensive possession.
Berkey with a rebound off the free throw. He gets it out to Evers. Now over to Lange. Lange back to Evers. Evers back to Lange. Lange thinks about a three. Gets away. That's ours. Good call. Good call. It'll be off St. Henry's leg. It'll be Indian ball. Petey Judy gets back in for this offensive possession. And we need points. We need to get this down to about six or something.
The ref smiled at Petey. Just knows that he's going to get subbed in and out every possession. Derek Judy has the ball. He'll give it up to it. Blaine Kobe. Blaine looking around and give it back to Derek Judy. Derek Judy will pull it out and he'll drive. And he'll hit Grant Konapke.
What are you doing, Grant?
Ball goes over to St. Henry. Evers just swings the Lange back to Evers. 2 minutes left in the first half.
Evers at the top of the key. We'll swing it to Berkey. Berkey on the left wing up top to Evers. Evers over to Niekamp. St. Henry's being really patient with it. 31-21. They have a 10-point lead. And they might just... They won't hold it the whole 2 minutes. He's running down for the last shot. 1:34 left in the first half. Evers up top. And no miscommunication. He swings it to no one as Lange was cutting. Didn't know he was getting the ball, and that goes out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball.
Clay Smith to check in for the Indians. In for Blaine Kobe. What the weight is.
Something on the floor or something? I don't know. There's blood on his jersey or something? Yeah, there is. I can see it from here. No, he's got blood on his jersey, too.
Jeepers, well, now we have no
sun. Little short bench down there.
Here we got about Clay Pearson.
Some JV guys in.
So, Petey Judy inbound. A minute 30 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Regan Martin will give it back over to Petey Judy. Guarded by Evers of St. Henry. He'll give it up to Clay Smith. Clay will drive. Flip a shot and...
No! Are you kidding me? They got a charge. One called a charge and one called a foul, or a blocking foul. It would have been an and one. It would have been a huge play, but they'll turn it over. The Redskins will be Lange. The minute 8 left in the first half. Ball goes over to Niekamp. Niekamp is playing at the ears at the top. Here's swinging to Knappy, now over to Lange. Lange will drive middle, stop at the elbow, now try to
roll.
And they caught it against Sanders. I don't know why. I don't know what you could have called there, but. What are they going to call him?
Be a foul on number 2 for St. Henry. Napkin.
Yeah, I don't see anything there, but.
Player control foul. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, the Fort Recovery ball, 58 seconds left, and Fort Recovery insurance second quarter. And he's still down 31-21.
And?
Blood. Holy Moses. We got blood everywhere.
Nope. Made about 3 changes while the kids are running the bench. I put them on.
He forced every ball tipped out of bounds off the hands of Link. It'll stay with Fort Recovery for 52 seconds.
So
Petey Jeter to inbound with 52 seconds left. Chase Day,
we need a basket here, bad, and get it down to single digits before half.
We're in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. PG has the ball, gives back over to Derek. Derek will then cross and get back over to Petey. Petey will fire up.
Come on, Petey.
Up, no good. Rebounded by Tanner.
That's rebounded by Niekamp. They'll give it up to Evers. 35 seconds left. They're probably going to go for one. Ball goes over to Lane. Back to Evers. They swing it to Link. Link will give it to Lane up top. Indians a man now. Niekamp has it over to Evers. Evers up top to Niekamp. He shoots a long three. That's no good.
God.
And that will be saved by Ben Evers. Now tipped. And finally into the arms of Lange. With 9 seconds, he gets it into Niekamp. He turns it over to Noah Leonard. Noah's going to run the floor himself. He'll pass it off to Grant Kanacki. Puts up the layup and good. As time expires, so that's a good way to end the half.
Yep.
I mean, we thought they were going to get the last shot. We ended up getting a steal and kind of down to 8. So I like the way we ended it there. So took a quick break here at halftime. The Indians trail the Redskins 31-23, and we'll be back right after this.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Aaron Cooper Farms halftime show. Here in the varsity boys competition between St. Henry, 31-23, Indians down 8. Jake, I'd say St. Henry's been playing a little better, but, I mean, the Indians have been put on a fight, especially in the second quarter.
Yeah, I don't think the Indians have been playing too bad. They just only had 23 points, and then on the defensive end, we've lost a couple shooters a couple times with that 2-3 zone, but I like what they're doing with the 2-3 zone. They're keeping it out of the paint and making them beat you with the 3. But offensively, we need to get PDG to go on a little bit and get a couple others. Clay Smith has played pretty well so far. I like to see what he's doing. I like to see us make a couple more shots from a couple of the other guys like Grant Kanacki or Clayton Pearson or someone like that. So I think we're all right. We ended the half with a steal and a layup. Cut it down to 8, 31-23. So we're within striking distance, and it's still anyone's ballgame.
Remember, coming up tomorrow at the MAC Conference Bowling Tournament at the Community Lane, the Minster boys start at 8 a.m., and the girls will start at 1. The girls will then basketball team will host Tri-Village at 1 p.m. start for the JV. Then Coach Bayshore's boys will take on Lima Shawnee here at the fort, 6 p.m. start for the JV. Next week, the girls are at Salina. Thursday, the girls are at New Bremen. And then the Friday, the boys will host the New Bremen Cardinals. So there's your things coming up for next week. Remember, the 7th eighth grade boys MAC finals are this week or this weekend or whenever they are. I know they're this time, so you make it on over. I think it's at Parkway, and the finals is at Marion. So, like Jay said, the Indians are down 31-23 here at half, and we're actually going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to eat? My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. For the Indians, Lane Thorn, number 12, Clay Smith has 8. Number 2, Petey Judy has 6. And number 3, Derek Judy has 3. No, Lance Hester is all well. Looks like number 1 for St. Henry has 11. I'm not sure. Back knee camp. Number 2, Kanapke has 6. Number 32, Beeman has 3. And number 40, Dave Niekamp has 4, so they're scoring off the board for the game here at half. Chase, got anything? Well, they're recognizing the Scholastic Bowl right now for winning a MAC title. Pretty special. You never part of Scholastic Bowl?
No.
Why?
Wasn't very smart.
You heard it here first. I don't know. Indians had a few careless turnovers there. They get it. They make nice drives inside, and then they just kind of aren't real crisp with their passing underneath. They got the right idea, but a couple times, I know Grant got in there a few times and turned it over. Derek Judy a couple times, I think. But I like the way they're attacking, and hopefully we can convert off of it a little bit. So, like you said, 31-23, Indians down 8.
Yep, we're going to take another quick break here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio and the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here on our Cooper Farms Halftime Show. 2 minutes left here in the half. Remember, coming up tomorrow, the MAC Conference Bowling Tournament at the Community Lanes in Minster. Boys start at 8 a.m., girls start 1. Girls, or Coach Patch's girls will then host Tri Village at 1 p.m. Start the JV, and then the boys will host Lima Shawnee at 6 for
for the start of the JV. We're going to take one more quick break and get ready for the second half here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. No less. It's the
Grays off
board.
Great move.
The two-point basket.
Niekamp has it up top. He'll swing at the Evers. The Evers will swing at the Knappy in the corner. And they'll find Caden Niekamp inside. He turns, spins on Noah Leonard. He'll put up the left-hand jumper, and that's good. And this kid is smooth. I mean, Noah's not short. And he made that look easy.
So the Indians will bring it back down. Eight now. Clayton Pearson will give it over to Noah Leonard. Noah. Looking around, he's trapped. He'll get up to Clay Schmidt. Clay Schmidt will then give it over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy dribbling around. He's over to Schmidt, over to Petey. Petey is up back up top of Noah Leonard, over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson looking around, give it over to Clay Schmidt, all the way around to Derek Judy. Derek Juven drive just off of Noah Leonard. Noah up a 8-footer up no good. Rebounded by Stan Henry.
They push it up ahead to Ben Evers. He'll dribble across the middle. And he'll kick out the team and he swings it to Knappy over the corner. Caden Niekamp, he'll shoot the three. That's long, no good. Rebounded by Derek Judy.
I know they let him shoot the three.
Are you kidding me? No foul there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he
didn't get no with the travel there, so.
What are you saying? You're shocked that you're shooting threes?
I mean, just he can't shoot threes.
I think he's pretty, I think he shoots pretty well.
Shoots him pretty consistently from out there. Yeah.
Inside and out. How about that?
Yeah.
Ben Evers bring it up to give it in to Caden Niekamp. He'll give it out to Tiemann. Tiemann will drive down the right side, and he'll put it up. And good on Grant Matthews. Makes it 35-25 inch trail here. Early in the third quarter, 35-25. So PG will bring on up a good screen by Blaine. Hope he'll use it. He'll give it over to Clay Schmidt. Clay will give it over to Derek Judy. He'll get a screen by Clay and use it. Up to Blaine, over to Grant. Grant Canapi will bring on out, and he'll set the offense for Coach Bayshore. We'll hand it off to Derek, over to Katie.
Hit it.
Hit it over to Grant. Grant for three up and no good. Rebounded by Sander.
They'll get it up to Ben Evers. Brings it up with 5:20 left in the third quarter. They'll swing around the arc all the way to Tiemann. Gives it a short corner, Niekamp. Niekamp will spin baseline on Blaine. Toby will put up the right hand hook. That's no good. Rebounded by Blaine.
He does look really smooth on his.
I know. It's
so there, G will drive baseline. He'll be fouled. By Evers. So the ball will be inbound underneath. That'll be a second. Team first of the half.
So
Derek will inbound it into Grant Konapke. Grant Konapke will foul. On the floor.
I think he held him maybe quick. Or a push or one there, I don't know.
Well, group is subbing in for San Henry, and Noah Leonard will check in, replacing Blaine Toby. And he's still down 10 here early in the third quarter.
Eric Judy inbound again. Looking around, he'll give it up to Petey Judy.
He's going to hold the ball. 5 minutes left here in the Count Pharmacy third quarter.
Petey will drive. Fish off the Noah Leonard. Noah thinks about three, and then he will put the shot up. No good.
Rebounded by San Henry. Niekamp. He'll give it up to Link. Link back to Niekamp. Thinks about a three. Now drives in on Clay Smith. He'll pull up from 10 feet, and that's good.
And San Henry will take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. The team's down 12 to the Redskins. PG will bring on up. Going drive middle. He'll put up a layup up, no good. Rebounded by St. Henry. St. Henry will bring it back the other way.
It'll be Link for St. Henry. He'll swing it to Lane. Lane back up top the link. He drives middle, puts up a little floater, and that's up and good. Makes it 39-25. Indians trail by 14.
The PG will give it over to Clay Schmidt. Back over to Petey. Petey looking around. He'll fire up a three up and no good. Rebounded by. It'll be tipped in. St. Henry will come up with it.
Man, that looks good. Nick Camp will have it for St. Henry. He'll hand it off to Lane. Lane at the top of the key. He'll swing it to Konapke. Konapke drives in, puts it up, and good.
Wow.
And once again, extending their lead to 16.
Eric G will get rid of PDP. He'll fire up a three up. No good. Slow down. I mean,
he was trying to draw a foul, and they ended up not fouling him, so it kind of looked bad on his part. But Sanders drives in again. They get their offensive rebound.
Travel.
Oh. Another timeout.
We'll keep it here. Remember, coming up tomorrow, it'll be the bowling tournament. It's Timmy Lanes and Minster. Boys start at 8 a.m. and the girls start at 1. Girls will then host Tri-Village at 1 p.m. start for the JV, and boys will host Lima Shawnee. Coming up next week, Tuesday, girls are at Salina. Thursday, girls are at New Bremen. And Friday, the boys will host the Cardinals of New Bremen. We're in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter, 3:24 left, 41-25, Indians down 16. On the fourth for the Indians right now, Derek Judy, Clayton Pearson, Blaine Toby, Noah Lawrence, and Grant Knapke. So St. Henry will inbound it under their own basket after their timeout.
Knapke inbound. He inbounds it to Lange in the corner. Gets it up top to Niekamp. Lay swinging all the way around the arc back to Knapke. Now up top to Lange. Thinks about a three. Picks up his dribble and hands it off to Berkey. Berkey at 3-point arc. Will swing it back around to Link. Link will drive the middle. Lane throw up a shot, and they're going to bail him out with a foul here. Foul's going to be on Noah Leonard, I believe, and Link to the line to shoot two free throws. Somebody's going to have to step up and hit some shots if we want to get back into this one.
Yep.
I mean, have we scored in the third quarter?
Not sure. And really, this has been Coach Avesa's problem, scoring without PD in this game. I mean, some of these guys are going, like a Grant Canapi, Clayton Pearson, or Derek Jeudy. I mean, is your, I mean, Grant Canapi's a great player, and Grant Canapi's going to find Blaine Toby on cut. And
good offense there. Got to get stops, chip away at this lead a little bit.
Yeah.
Langey forcing Henry, swing around to Kneecamp in the corner. Kneecamp up top to Canapi, back to Kneecamp, he drives baseline. And he's going to find Link in the corner. He'll drive middle this time. He kicks out the Kneecamp. Over to Canapi, he pulls up to 15 feet. That's off, no good. Rebounded by the Indian. No. That's going to be Link up to Henry.
Ball.
And he's going to skip to Langey. Langey's going to step back, think about a three. Now over to Kneecamp at the top. Kneecamp over to Canapi. Now he's going to drive on Noah Leonard. Now picks it up to Kneecamp. Kneecamp drives in, pulls up for 15 feet, and that's good. Yeah, that kid can shoot mid-range, three-point. I mean, he's
anywhere.
He's a shooter. There, Judy will bring it on up. Good load to Grant Canapi. Canapi all the way around to Clayton Pearson. Back up top to Grant Canapi all the way around to Derek Judy.
Get out of the paint, Noah.
Derek Judy will give it back up to Blaine Toby.
Get into him.
Derek will give it over to Clayton. Clayton gives it over to Canapi. And Noah Leonard. Noah's going to look around here, go baseline, put the shot up. No good. Rebounded by Tanner.
Gosh, good move. Just got to finish.
Redskins have it. Kneecamp from the right wing. Get up top the link with a minute 30 left in the third quarter. Kneecamp out on top. Back over to Link. Now up top to Langey. Langey over to Kneecamp, thinks about a three, now gets it inside to Canapi. Canapi takes it out to Berkey. He'll shoot the three, and that's good. The last guy I thought would be shooting a three, but, I mean, it looked good. And they can all shoot it for this standing team, so
it's lead 48-27. Kind of, I mean, poor recovery's been struggling to score here in the third quarter, and there we go.
Oh, foul.
Over again. And Derek Judy.
Link will have it for Sanders. He swings it to Kneecamp. Kneecamp shoots the three. That's in and out. No good. Long rebound goes to Berkey now. Berkey's going to be fouled. Now we have a timeout by Sanders before the foul.
So we're going to take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Healthmark pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Healthmark, caring for you and about you.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Bubba Stago won the 50-59 chase. I mean, it's not, let's be realistic. I mean, he's probably in there digging through the pile looking for his number and pulled it.
Yeah.
Link drives in for Sander. He misses the floater. That's no good. Rebound, Derek Jeudy. So, Grant Canapi will fire with her up and good. Shoot the ball, kid.
He's got to shoot more, man.
Link has it for Sander. Hey, official timeout on the floor, got an injury. 33, Sam Harding. He walks off to the sideline. So. It'll be St. Henry ball. Canapi gets it in. To Tiemann, who gets it back to Canapi, now up to Link. Link was 15 seconds here in the third quarter. Link will back it out 10 seconds. He gets it in the Kneecamp at the top. Swings it to Tiemann. Tiemann with 6 seconds. Swings it to... I forget his name.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Link. He drives in and gets the floater to a nice bounce, friendly bounce to get it to go. So, that'll do it for three quarters. Your score, St. Henry 50, Fort Recovery 30. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Indians down 20. See if so Fowler Mechanical can cook something up here for the Indians today.
I hope so. Got a long way to go.
The Lank has the ball for Sanders. Starts the fourth quarter. Ball goes over to Niekamp on the right wing. Find teaming up top, swings to Knappy in the left lane. They'll hit Caden Niekamp and fires some long distance. That's no good. Rebound by Grant Knappy.
Grant will again give it over to Petey Judy. He'll bring on up. He'll go middle. Flip a shot up and good. Here we go. Good start.
I just don't know why I didn't do that all game.
Went down 18 now.
Chip away, chip away.
Yep. A lot of possessions left.
Getting pressure. We had to get some turnovers.
Yep. Defense turns in the offense, right, Chase?
Yep. Link has it over to Niekamp on the right wing. He gets it over to Knappy in the corner. Now up top to Niekamp. Niekamp over to Link. Link will fire the three, and that's long, no good. Rebound by PDG. That's what we want. I mean, we want him to shoot three.
80 for three.
Sure.
Rebounded by Tanner.
We got to shoot it. I mean, we got to get him back into the somehow. Ball goes over to Knappy for Sanders. He drives all the way into the lane and will be fouled as he's shooting. Fans wanted to charge, but they're going to send Knappy to the line to shoot two shots.
First one up, no good, too long. Ben Ayers checking back in the game for St. Henry for Link. Second one off, no good. Rebound by Petey Judy.
There we go. Two big misses.
So Petey bring on up. Making move to Bassey. He'll be fouled and one. Oh,
gosh. Thought he had it down.
Foul be on Niekamp. His third. Team third. The field step line shoot two. First one up.
Come on, good. Free throw.
If we made all our free throws in the first half and he's made that one, I mean, we'd probably be 10 points maybe.
We've missed a lot.
Yeah. He'll make it second. So Sander gets it back.
It'll be Knappy with the ball. He'll hand it back off to Evers. He gives it over to Teeman on the left wing. He'll send it up top to Niekamp and swing it to Evers. Evers back up top to Niekamp. Niekamp inside to Knappy. He gives all the way to the rim. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Petey Judy.
Here we go. Good stops here for the Indians. Regan Martin has the ball. He'll get in. Gavin Toby. He'll put up a shot. No good. He's got finish.
Come on.
It's a point blank layup.
Evers has it with 6 minutes to go in the game.
Fort Recovery Trails, Sanders, 50-33.
Evers will be patient with it out top, guarded by Regan Martin. He'll get it out to Seaman. Evers just going to hold it. Now he drives in. We're going to have a foul on Grant Knappy.
Grant's first, team's third of this half. Niekamp inbounds it to Evers. He'll give it on over to Knappy.
He'll skip it to Ben Evers. Thinks about a three. Now kicks it out to Zach Niekamp. Niekamp gets all the way to the hole. He puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Clay Schmidt.
Right. We'll bring on up for the Indians. He'll put a shot up to Gavin Toby. Gavin will drive and be fouled by number one, Layfield. Or Niekamp, my bad. His second team's fourth. Regan Martin going down it. He'll get into Clay Schmidt. Clay will drive. Put up a shot up. No good.
Oh, wow.
Right to Henry.
He's kidding me. Steven brings it up. 5:20 left in the game. He gets that bound off. Pete and Judy will stay here with Sanders.
Ben Evers will have it up top. He'll go all the way to the hoop. He puts up a layup.
Wow.
And good. It's bad defense there.
Yeah.
PG going to bring it up for the Indians. Gets into the paint, and he'll be fouled, and
I didn't see what happened.
Joe Glenn might have been late. Basket might have been, or the foul might have been on the floor, but they counted it. We'll take it, though. Kobe Wendell taking in the game for Regan Martin.
Kobe's got to make a couple steals here.
Yeah.
Some pressure then point guard a little bit.
Pressure Ben Evers.
It'll be Keeman bringing it up. He'll hand it off to Niekamp. Niekamp up top to Evers. He'll swing it over to Kanapke. He'll get it inside to Caden Niekamp. He turns the corner, puts it up off the glass, and good.
I mean, there's no real, not much more to play.
It's tough to stop him.
Yeah. PG will bring it up. 4:40 left here in the Cal Pharmacy. Or Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter, my bad. Gavin Toby has it, drives baseline, put a little five-footer up, no good. Rebound by Niekamp of Tanner. He gets it out to Kanapke. He'll give it to Ben Evers, who will bring it up here with 4:20 left in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Ball goes up to Niekamp in the corner. Now it's top to Teeman. Teeman over to Kanapke. Kanapke looks inside. Will now send it out top to Teeman. Now back to St. Henry, but it's going to go off their hands and out of bounds. So it'll be four recovery ball. Clayton Pearson will check back in for the Indians for Petey Judy and Blaine Toby will come in for Clay Smith. Here in the Paul McGangle fourth quarter. 4:02 left. Clayton Pearson will give it a little to Gavin Toby and it will go out of bounds.
Oh, boy.
Not playing well in the second half, Chase. Matthew O'Reilly comes down to and keep an eye able to stop on the defensive end. And we've had good stops, so we just can't. We're struggling to come down and score.
Yeah, I can't say our offense or defense has been very good here in the second half.
Nope.
So we're teaming up top. Tanner's going to be patient here, up 19 with 3:40 left in the game. Teeman will drive, dish it off to Caden Niekamp. He puts it up off the glass and good.
Then Fanner lead to 21. Gavin Toby will bring on up. He'll lose it, get it back. Dish out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will fire over to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke looking around, he gets screened by Kobe. Grant will fire up a three. No good. Rebound to Bike. He'll be out of balance on Kobe. Ryan Post going to check in for the Indians for Peyton Pearson.
Link bringing it up. He'll hand it off to Kanapke. Just over 3 minutes remaining. Kanapke will drive middle, and that kicks out to Berkey in the corner. Berkey will send it up top to Link. He swings it to Harding. Harding is up top to Link. Link drives in and will lose it, but Kanapke gets it back and puts it up off the glass and good. 58-35.
Green Canapi will bring on up. And he'll dish off to Blaine Kobe. Blaine will pick up his drill, give it back over to Grant. Grant will give back to Blaine. Blaine will get in the middle and be blocked away, and he'll be out of bounds. He'll stay with the Indians. So Ryan Post will inbound it underneath his own basket. He'll give it to Gavin Tobey. Gavin will give it over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get a screen, but Gavin will use it. Gives it over to Grant Canapi. Grant back up top to Gavin Tobey. Gavin will drive. Just off the Blaine Tobey. Good pass. Up and good. 2-point basket. Blaine Tobey. Just Gavin Tobey. Henry will bring it back up again. It's the Link with the ball. He'll give it up to Lange with just over 2 minutes left in the game. Over to Hardings in the right corner. Hardings will drive middle. He kicks out the Link. Link will skip it all the way over to 22 Gels. Gels will drive in, shoot a 15-footer, and that's going to be out of bounds over the backboard. They'll turn it over to the Indians. 58-37, minute 51 left in the fourth quarter. So Grant Canapi will inbound it. Canapi will get it in to Ryan Post. Ryan will cross the timeline with it. Give over to Gavin Tobey. All the way around, and they'll give it to Blaine Tobey. Up, no good. Rebound by St. Henry. It'll be Bregman with the ball bringing it up. He gets over to Gales, now over to Lange in the corner. Lange will try baseline, kicks around, going to be off the foot of the Indians. Going to stay here with St. Henry with a minute 23 left in the game. On the court for the Indians, Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, Blaine Tobey, Grant Canapi, and Gavin Tobey. Ball gets into Harding. He turns around and shoots it off his right shoulder. And that's good. Makes it 60-37. And he's tough. Kobe Wendell will give over to Gavin Tobey. Gavin looking around. He'll give over to Grant Canapi. Canapi will drive. Dish off to Blaine Tobey. Blaine will pop a shot up. And good. Over a minute left here in the Paul Mechanical fourth quarter. Lange has the ball. He gets to Harding. Harding tosses a three up there. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Post. Ryan will give it up to Gavin Tobey. All the way up and no good. Ball on the ground. He'll dish out to Bregman of St. Henry. 35 seconds left in the game. They'll send it over to Lange with 30 seconds left. Over to Gales up top. They'll try to get another bucket and just going to run this out. Gales will drive in, shoot the 10-footer, and that's good.
Yeah. 20 seconds left. He needs down. Good amount. Grant Canapi going to dish out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe's going to dish back over to Grant. Grant will fire up a three up. No good. They're down by St. Henry. Now end it. 5 seconds left, and our ball game. We'll be back to talk about this on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. You can call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Okay, we're back here at the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Indians fall 62-39. Indians will fall now to 9-9, and Gannaro will jump up to 17-3. So off the board scoring, I mean, Petey had a good amount. Grant Kanapke had 5, and number 22, Blaine Toby had 7, and not a lot of scoring up there for St. Henry just because of the subs coming in. So we'll be back after this to talk about a little more here on the Miracle Lanes post-game show right here on 40 Cover Internet Radio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And we're back here on the Cooper Farms Miracle Lanes post-game show. 62-39, Indians fall. Like I said, the Indians will fall now to 9-9, and San Henry will improve to 17-3. A very good San Henry squad pulled up tonight throughout the fort. Niekamp was played really good, and they had a good shooter, so we're going to take one more quick timeout. Coach Bayshore has not released the team, so most likely we will not talk to Coach. We'll be back after this here on 40 Cover Internet Radio.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back.
back here on the Miracle Lanes postgame show. Indians fall 62-39. Remember, coming up tomorrow, the boys and girls will both host teams here at the Fort. If you can't make it, remember to tune in to Fort Recovery Internet Radio. That will be it from for tonight. From the Fort, Indians fall 62-39.
Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school.